All right, everybody, welcome to another episode about Wit Outplay Outcast.com is our URL, and this is the penultimate episode for the season, shockingly enough. And I am Andy, and I'm hanging out with Nick.
Hello. Wouldn't the penultimate episode be the last one, though?
No, penultimate is the second to last.
Yeah, next to last.
Oh, pen. Okay.
Yeah. And I'm also hanging out with Brian. Say hi, Brian.
You what up?
You what
up? I should know by now to not try and correct you on things.
No, correct me on things. It's fine. It makes me show off that I'm smarter than other people.
No. Or he will also just make up something and make it sound like it's true, and you'll be like, oh, okay.
That's what I'm great at doing, honestly. I am an incredible liar. Nobody tell my wife, because she still thinks I'm a terrible liar. Anyway, Survivor, penultimate episode. I was surprised when I heard that this was that next week was the season finale, because I was like, really? There's a lot of unresolved shit right here. And
they're cutting out all the fat. They're leaving us just a nice, long season.
Yeah, no family episode, no clip show, none of that.
It's fine. Do you really need a clip show? I mean...
No, but I do like the family episode.
They kind of had that.
I hate it a lot.
That was enough drama.
So you hate it? Why do you hate it?
I hate it so much. Because they use it as excuses to be douchebags, like if they don't get what they want. Like, well, I didn't get to hang out with my family. Because one person always gets to hang out with their person, like, all fucking day. And the other people only get a few seconds. And they all, piss and moan about it. And I'm like, I understand you're playing a game and it's hard. And they fucking bawl like they haven't seen them in 10 years. It's been a month. Give me a fucking break.
Yeah. Yeah. Give me a fucking break part. I feel that. But I do like when you see somebody, when you see like the person whose family member is like, you lost. Sucks, bro. But get back in there. Win this. Get that $1 million and like give the pat on the butt and send your partner back in.
The only time I liked the family thing was because of Johnny Fairplay.
Oh, with the whole my grandmother's dead line.
His grandma's dead. Oh. And he fucking used that to manipulate people. That was genius. It was fucked up. But it was
the
genius.
One I always really liked was Courtney in China. She just realized, you know what, we're not going to win this, Dad. So let's just, instead of doing this challenge, let's just talk for the next 10, 15 minutes, however long it's going to take. So she got all of her, even though she lost, she got all of her family stuff going on in that one.
Yeah. So.
I don't remember that.
I've got a question of the day, but we're going to do it later. I guess we'll kind of get into it here. So, the reward challenge, since there's really nothing before the reward challenge except for Carolyn talking to Mike briefly, which is kind of interesting, but then you realize Carolyn just has chats with people and none of them actually mean anything, which is exactly what you would expect of a high level executive. A bunch of talking with nothing actually getting done.
Sounds about right.
So we get into the reward challenge, and I love that this time, instead of waiting until after he loses, Rodney, before the challenge even starts, before they even pick teams, is starting to guilt everybody into giving him their reward.
Well, yeah. Even better than that is Jeff just calling him out and like saying to everyone, why do you just feel so entitled that you deserve a reward, that sort of thing. And he's just like, well, cause I do. I mean, I don't want them to, but I do. I deserve it. God, it's like, if I was Jeff, I would have just dressed him down right then and there.
Yeah.
I have a feeling he's saving that for a reunion.
Jeff doesn't have to, because Mike does
Mike
it.
Mike did it for him.
Yeah. If you want to win, you have to earn it.
Well, even, and this gets, a little bit ahead, but even right afterwards, when, this whole thing's over and they're back at camp while the winners are on their reward, Rodney and Sierra are sitting in a hammock together, and he just opens his mouth to say, I love surf and turf, and she just says, I don't want to hear it. Just shut up, that sort of thing. And then he just continues to complain. It's like, I hear what you're saying. I'm going to ignore you and just move on. And that's, oh, God, I do not like Rodney. I do not like green eggs and ham, and I do not like Rodney.
But then when you get into the challenge, he's, every single time he's a liability. Like, here, he's running off, like, they're got all the pieces, and just like, no, get the fuck, like, every
you're
single like, time.
You're still getting pieces, man. Come on. Slow down there.
Like, the reason that you're not winning rewards is because every single time you're in a reward challenge, you fuck it up. And he's the one who fucks it up.
Yeah. Every time.
Every time. That's why you don't go.
Yeah. Why would they? I mean, okay, I understand.
I mean, Will at this point is less of a liability.
Yeah, well, that's true. Will was actually pretty good at this one, but that's mainly because all he had to do was fall down that slide.
All he had to do was keep up. And yeah. Mike's good at pulling the weight.
Yeah, I mean, Will literally, all he did was just fall down that little incline. Everything else, like, he didn't seem to really be contributing too much to the puzzle at the end.
Nobody contributed to the puzzle?
No, yeah, well, Sierra contributed, and Dan's just like, or Dan said, oh no, that can't possibly be the solution. And then lo and behold, Fixins is the solution. He's like, oh yeah. No, I mean, okay, so I read a thing, Survivor tweets like 9 million things during each episode. And one of the things they said was, you know, hey, this would take 4 minutes for our dream team, which is the people who test out all the challenges. So 4 minutes. It took them 1 hour to do the puzzle. Jeff had to stand there and just basically tell them the answer before anyone got it.
What are you getting and what all comes with it?
Yeah. You're going to get this and this and this. You might say it's all the blank. Half of them had it because they all had a reward with, and they just could not figure out what it was. It's just like, oh my God. I mean, I'm not very good at jumble, all right? Don't get me wrong. But within an hour, I could have just come up with every combination, and not even those bullshit combinations like Dan came up with, like shaint. Shaint isn't even a word.
What the fuck word did you just spell out?
Oi. Man, that was embarrassing.
If you shut down Fixins because it was a dumb word,
how do you come? It's been 32 days and they haven't eaten, so they're not really thinking properly. So maybe they're not, whatever. But still, one full hour?
I mean,
and it looked like they had no clue. Like, they weren't even like, they were just standing there staring at the letters. They weren't even like trying to make words.
It was like it was Greek to them or something like that.
Yeah. There's just no, I don't know. There's nothing. It's nothing. Nothing going on in most of these people's heads. There just really, really is not.
Well, the ones that there are something going on with, like, okay, as I said, Sierra, she said early on.
She got it right.
Like, she got it right. She's like, hey, guys, I think it's Fixins. And Dan says, no, it's not enough. Because I think he thought she was saying Fixing with a G. And even then, though, like, you got it at some point.
Try that?
Maybe it is Fixing. So I feel like she got it and just said, all right, I'm done. Because even later on, when Jeff was giving all of his many, many clues, she was just like, I'm not even listening to him. Like, yeah. I think she just checked out of this one as soon as she was overridden, and especially when she was overridden and correct.
Yeah. They're just like, all right, Dan, well, if you're so smart, do it yourself.
You do it. And as we've seen before with that slide puzzle in a couple episodes back, Dan is not that smart when it comes to puzzles. No. He said, oh, I've got this one done. 3 times he thought he had it done, and 3 times Jeff was like, no, you're wrong.
You're fucking wrong. Like, no.
It's not a letter.
No.
Putting all of the blue tiles together does not solve the puzzle. They have to form a word.
Shaint? Squiggly lines. Oh, my God. Shaint is not a word. S-H-A-I-N-T.
An hour.
No. Yeah.
Even right at the beginning, he even told them, like, don't worry about the grammar.
Yeah. Maybe it's a blue collar thing. Maybe it's a southern thing. Maybe it's a transitive property of the verb to fix. Who knows?
Maybe shaint is like a shortened word version of she ain't. And they were trying to like, she ain't winning the reward.
Well, you saw shaint. All of the, like Rodney's great suggestion of, what was it? It was like a reward to fix your wishes. It's like everyone had all these weird explanations. Like, you could see the combinations they were doing. They were like waxing and all kinds of things. Like come on, guys.
I like Jeff was like, this is Survivor. Think about Survivor. What the fuck are you putting waxing on there for?
I say the same 200 words every episode. It's like, yeah, he really does. What are his catchphrases? Basically, it's with all the fixins.
Yeah.
It's the tribe is spoken. It's Survivor go. I mean, he doesn't have that many lines. Like, no. I think really only the first season when he actually introduced all the challenges to the camera, that was the only time he actually said anything. Now it's just, what do you think?
Now the only time you ever really get to hear him talk is tribal. And even then, it's just like coy, sassy, pushing the discussion.
Well, now we're hearing him give people shit, which is great. Yes. I'm a big fan of him telling people, like, at the start of this challenge, Rodney, why do you feel that you're entitled to get a reward, even though you haven't won anything.
And then when he loses, he complains, Carolyn screwed me over on my birthday. and she screwed me over again. Like, no, she didn't screw you.
Well, when he said that he screwed her over on his birthday, she screwed, whatever, who cares. When she screwed him over on his birthday, there, I'll do it correctly, I pumped my fist in the air for reasons of bets.
Point.
I got me bets. And actually, you know, the second time I watched it, I realized I won within the first 2 minutes, because in the recap, Jeff said something about his birthday. I was
No. The recap doesn't count.
It would have, well, okay, I'm only going to agree with you because I won anyway.
No, the recap would not have counted.
If it hadn't, death for the recap.
But okay, so this leads me into my question, all right? At this point, if you've won, say, 4 rewards in a row, and you think you're in control and you're pretty sure you can get Rodney on the jury, should you give Rodney his reward? Because then you're Rodney's hero, and you might get his vote.
No. Resounding no. We do not give in to terrorists. Okay, that might be a little strong. I'm sorry.
I get that you would feel like you're giving into him guilting people. But I think really what you're doing is you're saying, all right, at this point, I don't need the reward. And this is just surf and turf. This isn't like going to a village and handing them bicycles. Like, that's true.
Just surf and turf? Surf and turf is my favorite, bro.
Okay, but exactly. It's not a true once-in-a-lifetime experience. It's surf and turf.
You got to helicopter all the way through Nicaragua. Do you know how many cocaine fields you could spot from a helicopter tour of Nicaragua?
Exactly. You can get a helicopter. I mean, okay, Mike says, I've never been in a helicopter before. It's just a helicopter. You can go in a helicopter in Texas. Like, it's fine.
Yeah, but then you're just seeing Texas from the sky. And it's, have you seen Texas? It's a lot
of there's dirt. Land. There's some more dirt. Look, there's some dirt.
Couple yellow roses. All right.
But, like, you've won enough. This truly is not a once-in-a-lifetime experience. And if Carolyn goes to the end, if it's Carolyn, Mike, and Will, and Rodney gets voted out next episode, the first
try. We can only hope.
There's no way Rodney would ever vote for her. She doesn't have a penis.
Well, that's the thing. If she did, that might get him, like, versus those two. Well, no, I guess Rodney would go with his BFF Will.
Yeah.
But I mean, it would seriously sway. And honestly, at this point, Will should have thought about doing it. Cause then Will, if Will does get to the end, he can say, I wasn't just baggage. I did this thing to try and curry some favor.
Have you seen Will? Do you think he would give up the opportunity for surf and turf? No. Will doesn't do that.
I feel like you would have to consider it at the very least. Oh. And when Carolyn hesitated, I think that's what she was considering. Like, of the rewards I've been on, this is kind of the lamest, but I like shrimp. Like
lobster.
Oh, lobster.
That's the surf aspect. All right.
Okay. I've been going to janky surf and turfs.
Sizzlers does not count.
Should definitely never give it to him. For the same reason that Shirin would not let Will just have his letter. It's like, no, too bad. That's the game. Suck it.
Yeah, exactly. You lost. No. I think we're all in agreement here.
I think
you're wrong.
We're not. Wrong. At the very least, you know, we're not all in agreement. But you know what? It's fine, because Rodney got back, and Rodney got his own reward. Watermelon. No,
Well, it was some sort of melon.
Seriously, watermelons are red on the inside. How do you fuck that up? I don't know what melon it was, but it was clearly not a watermelon.
Not only that, but I mean, they've been here 32 days and they're just now thinking, hey, there might be food around here, guys. What is going on? Who doesn't, like, the first thing you do is, I'm going to walk around, see what's edible, see what I can burn. Maybe I can burn things that are edible, and we can have fire and food. I don't know what they're thinking here.
I mean, the only person who would forage for food is Mike, but he's a scorpion king. He's too busy eating bugs to try the melons. So if he's the only one foraging, and nobody else is thinking to even look around, they're just like, I'm not eating scorpions.
You know what I just realized? There hasn't been an eating challenge this season.
No,
you're right. So disappointed.
That's next.
Oh, hopefully, Dan, we just only missed it. Damn it. I was so looking forward to that. Dan versus Will.
Between, Dan and Will, like, oh my god, the three time of them, shine, the two of them Will. Have to eat something, they would both have just eaten whatever.
What are you talking about? Don't you guys know? Rodney's never been in on a reward, so he's really hungry.
Okay. Well, yeah, now, really, all it takes to get him back in the game, so to speak, is a little bit of fruit. Not that it did him a whole lot of good in the immunity challenge, though.
Oh, god. He was
that alive. Was just embarrassing.
So let's talk about how
hooks work? I don't understand how these hook things work. Do I just toss it?
I mean, when Will is beating you, you know you're in a bad spot.
Yeah, Rodney got one single bag, so you had to throw a hook to get, why am I even recapping? If you're listening to this, you saw the episode, you know what I'm talking about. He got one bag, and when he failed, like when his hook just hit the ground, he'd be like, aw, dang. Bump, 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 pull, 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 throw again, I'm so far away.
I mean, okay. I will say,
no, he yelled at the hook.
Gosh darn it, hook. How dare you not have a penis?
We're giving Rodney a lot of shit. But
well, he deserves every ounce of this shit.
Yes, but he, because he has so much more muscle mass than anybody else, he's going to be that much more fatigued than anybody. Because in order to maintain that muscle mass, in order for his body just to even have it on the skeleton anymore, he has to consume more calories than other people. And at this point, his body is probably eating itself. And so as much as he says, I need to go on a reward, dietarily, he probably really does need to go on a reward.
Does. Don't get me wrong. I know like, I took biology in he's got to be feeling sophomore fatigue. Year, so I understand what you're saying. But still, at the same time, it's like
anybody else.
He could have gotten two bags. All right, know, that's dude. All I'm saying.
Dude, because in tribal, he just like in the middle of a sentence – completely yeah. blanked. Like that.
I swear to God, I thought he was having a stroke, and I felt really bad.
And so he's got to just be so exhausted out there. Except
the hook thing had nothing to do with energy. He had plenty of energy. He was just throwing it stupid, throwing it directly into the ground.
But he's just not thinking about it. He's not focused. Like he just the coordination's gone. It just, I don't know.
Well, that's fair. I mean, Crystal Cox back in Gabon had the same problem. She was an Olympic athlete, and every physical challenge, she just kind of like herped and derped her way through the thing and did not even, like, would drop from stuff in like 2 seconds. And that was because she had so much muscle mass and all that kind of stuff. But still, I mean, I feel like as long as that thing took, he could have gotten a little bit more.
Yeah. Yeah. So Mike, the baller he is, wins immunity again, and I kick myself even more for dropping him.
Oh yeah, I'm thankful you did. But you know what made me sad was that Sierra, she came so close to winning, and that
I know.
I feel like if she had won she might have actually won the game on account of she could have told people, "Look, everyone else here is a piece of shit. It's terrible to you. I did nothing wrong, and I won an immunity challenge. I'm the only person not named Carolyn, not named Mike, to have won an immunity challenge. So give me $1 million." Unfortunately, she was about 2 inches off.
Yep. Yep. So
that's very disappointing.
We get to so basically at that point, the strong five that are left have to eat another one of their own again,
which is fantastic. Which I could see that all day.
It's amazing because 2 or 3 weeks ago they were so balls out cocky that they were just gonna run the table, and then here comes Mike saying "fuck you."
You know, here's the thing I do not understand one bit is so everyone's back at camp, everyone's talking, whatever that kind of thing, and everyone agrees. All right, we're all gonna vote for Carolyn. Yeah, hands up. All right, everyone votes for Carolyn. Fantastic, we got our plan. Good. Sierra then says, "All right, Dan, just so you know, we're going to tell them your name so that they don't get suspicious, okay?" And he says, "All right, gotcha." Then Mike hears that they're voting for Dan, goes to Dan and says, "Hey, they're going to vote for you. I can stop this. I mean, there's nothing I can do, all that kind of stuff." What was it he actually said? "Oh, it's going to happen whether I vote for you or not." And Dan's like, "How dare you? How dare you say they're going to vote for me?" It's like, this was your plan, guy. Why are you now all of a sudden being... And that's the thing. It's like, he absolutely hates Mike for no particular good reason at all. Like, there are a lot of bad reasons that he hates Mike. But yeah, I don't.
It's one big reason.
I don't even have a question. I'm just like, why?
It was the auction. He's still holding a grudge from the auction.
But he gave him the letters. That's what I don't understand. It's like, it would be one thing if he's like, all right, I'm going to hold on to this and not give you the letters.
Yeah.
But he's like, oh, wait, I'm not going to do that. I'm sorry, guys. I apologize. Here are your letters. Have fun.
In the end, he did go back on it. They got the letters. And Dan still fucking won the advantage. Like, I don't...
Dan... It's like, wait, and not even that. Like, okay, Dan is Mr. I play this game. This is a great game. I understand you make game moves. Mike made a game decision.
Yeah.
All right, to try and screw you over and then couldn't go through with it and didn't even. So it's like, why are you mad?
It's not even like doing that would have prevented Dan from getting his letter. Dan was still going to get that letter any which way it happened. So to call Mike selfish for getting an advantage when he thought he needed an advantage of any fucking kind, like, I don't see how you blame Mike for that and call him selfish for trying to stay in this game.
And that's the thing, is Dan thought, oh, okay, well, okay, so you give Dan a little tiny bit of credit. He didn't hear the Secret Alliance saying, hey, let's vote out Mike next.
Yeah.
So he didn't hear that, but that's the thing, is he just seized upon, all right, this is what's happening. And so no matter how much evidence Mike gives him, he's like, nope, I just made up my mind that you are paranoid and I'm going to be angry. I made up my mind that you screwed me over, even though you didn't, so I'm going to be angry. I made up my mind that Shireen is crazy because Joaquin told me so, she's crazy and I'm going to treat her that way. This is why he says he's not stubborn, but he's doing everything that a stubborn person would do. Yeah. I could not stand this person.
Yeah, and it just... Yeah. And then he calls Mike paranoid, and it's like... Okay.
He's not paranoid. You really are trying to vote him out every time.
Well, you know, that's the thing, is even if the first time Mike knew, when Mike heard and give Dan benefit of the doubt, sure, that day or two, call Mike paranoid. But from then on, he's not paranoid. They really are gunning for him every single time. Like, it's not paranoia then. It's justified.
Yeah, it's like they say, it's not paranoia if they really are out to get you. And they all admit. Like, that's the thing, is on the reward challenge, I don't know why Carolyn even bothered to say, yeah, let's go to the final three together. She should have just said, look, you know what? I can't possibly beat you, so if you lose immunity, I'm going to vote you out. And I feel that you respect honesty. You seem like a nice enough person, so I'm going to tell you this, and hopefully that gets you my vote.
Yeah, and that's legitimate. That really would. That's
you know,
that's
that was... That was actually a good thing Will did when he was like, come on, Will, you on board? And he's just like, no.
Yeah. I can't beat you.
No.
That's the one time I've respected Will in the last couple episodes when he at least said, no, I'm not. You're the number one threat, so I can't.
Yeah. So this tribal played out just the way it had to. I mean, Dan had to play his advantage and Carolyn had to play her idol. I mean, Carolyn didn't have to, but she did. I mean... Vote wise, she did, but nobody has to play their idol. Dan was told, Dan, they're voting for you. It's a trick.
Yeah, I understand what you're trying to say.
You know, Carolyn could have thought she was sitting pat. But if you even hear a whiff of your name and you know there's a legitimate chance, you fucking play that thing.
Well, especially just as Mike said, he pointed out Rodney and Dan sleeping next to each other under the shelter, not scrambling or anything. It's like, hey, look, that is the universal code for I feel safe.
Yeah. You can think whatever you want to think
about
Mike.
Yeah, but then after he said that and walked away, Siri went, well, he's crazy.
No, that's what I was thinking. What fucking more does Mike have to do and say to these people?
First off, in defense of Sierra, she was scared shitless. Like, Mike came up right behind her, not on purpose or anything, but she started talking, and she lost it.
That was hilarious.
And as someone, like, that happens to me all the time. If I'm sitting at my desk and someone just starts talking, I will jump.
Oh, God, you're right there. My chair. Why would you do that?
Why would anyone? You gotta at least give me some clue. So I don't entirely blame her there. But yeah, I mean, that's the thing. They're just all convinced that he's insane and paranoid. And that's the reason that he's, it's weird. I don't know. And there is nothing that Mike can do. Maybe the folks in the Ponderosa can finally start saying to one another, yeah, you know, he's paranoid because we really were out to get him.
Yeah. Tyler would have to be the one to say.
Yeah, and he hasn't. As far as we know, he has not.
Yeah. So at this point, I honestly want to ask, why aren't they voting out Rodney? Rodney is in a fucking nice position in this game right now, as much as I hate to say it.
Well, no, because everyone feels they can beat Rodney, and to be honest with you, I think aside from Will, they're all right. Like, even Dan, I would vote for Dan over Rodney. I would vote Carolyn over Rodney. Yeah, Will's the only person I would not vote over Rodney.
No, you know why? Because, look, Rodney's speech, if he can think of it, if he can string two sentences together, it's simple. He can stand up in front of them and say, you can all sit there and think you're smarter than me. You can think you're the filet mignons, but I'm the filet mignon. Because you're there, and I'm here. As much as you think I'm an idiot, I'm here still. And I'm here without an immunity, without an idol, without even a single reward win. I had no advantage of any kind through the entire individual portion of this game. I'm just here, just me, no help. And I'm here, and you're all not. And there's a certain respectability in that. I mean, that's kind of like putting your balls out there and saying, I lost everything.
But it's also like... The problem being that Will then raises his hand and goes, so did I.
Yeah, but...
Yeah, Rod, I mean, he may have won one or two reward challenges, but Will is completely worthless. Exactly, Brian. He didn't win any of those reward challenges. His team won them, and he walked along.
But anybody conscious in this game can see that Rodney is making some intelligent moves when he needs to, like painting Mike the villain. Mike, that changed this entire game.
I don't want to give him credit. I don't really think
that's so much Rodney being smart.
Do you really think Jen is going to vote for Rodney? Haley's going to vote whoever Jen votes. Do you think Shirin's going to vote Rodney? That's three votes against him right there.
I mean, that's the thing. It's the longer that Carolyn and Mike stay in, the lower that Rodney's chances become. Rodney really did need to keep Dan in this game. He really, really did. It needed to be Dan, Rodney, and Will. Out of those three, Rodney wins.
Yeah,
I don't even think I would finish that episode if it was those three. Oh God, don't put that nightmare scenario in my head.
I really want it to be none of them.
Yeah, I really want there to be a surprise twist. We're actually going to have an extra episode.
I really want to be Mike, Carolyn, and Sierra.
Definitely not going to happen, though.
No.
Because there's no way when either Rodney or Will is gone that they're not going to take the other one to the end.
Yeah. Yeah.
You make me want to throw up in my mouth just thinking about it.
It's true.
I really want Sierra to win.
As much as I love this show, and this is a very good season of this show, I can see this is something that puts people off. Because at a certain point, the folks that you are actually actively cheering for are gone, and then you're just left with a bunch of shit eaters that you just hope maybe have a heart attack at the end of this thing. And very rarely are you, if you're cool guy Joes that you like, if they're gone, very rarely is there any real reason to watch the final episode.
Yeah.
And to a degree, they can fix that with editing. Like, I mean, take season one, for example. They spent a lot of time editing Kelly so that she would be more interesting in comparison to Rich. Because otherwise it was just Rich up there and some other schmuck. I mean, it would have been a no-brainer.
Yep.
It kind of was, but yeah.
But who cares? Because you know what? I don't even care. I'm happy because Dan is gone.
Yep. Dan goes home. He uses advantage. It proved completely pointless. Which I think means that Brian wins the bet against me. We had the bet standing that Dan would play his advantage, and I said Dan would make a use of it, and Brian said it would go to waste. And I want to say that Brian got those 5 points, but Brian says that he didn't get those 5 points. And I kind of see both sides of that argument. He played it when he had to.
Well, I'll put it this way. I see both sides also, but I say give the points just because it was a waste. It was 5 votes instead of 4 votes, and
I believe
it was fine.
I believe yesterday when we talked about it.
If you want to forfeit the points, I will gladly let you forfeit the points.
Well, hey, that's 2-1 now. That means I win.
Oh, I see. You're just doing the noble thing.
Because I think last week we specified that Dan... It would count as a waste if Dan played the advantage and it did not have an outcome upon who got voted out that tribal.
Sure, whatever.
And I think he played it, but that didn't have any relevancy to the outcome of the tribal.
Well, the other fun thing about giving the points is it means you lose 5 points, Andy, and I want you to end with negative if possible. So just to see if it's even, you know, physically possible.
I was offering 20-point bets last week, and you both said no.
That's true.
You both thought these were surefire bets, and I offered you 20 points.
And
you
said that's no. The thing is, yeah.
You should have taken it for 20.
No, because that would be like throwing. That would be like, hey, I'll trade you Peyton Manning for, oh, I guess Kevin Cobb.
Yeah, but no, if I do it for both of you, if I give you Peyton Manning and I give Brian Andrew Luck, it's a wash. So long as they played for the Colts, it's fine. So this gets us to Ponderosa, and oh man, I had no idea about Dan's self-image.
Oh, he's, god damn it. He really proves that old saying that everyone's the hero of their own story, because he walked off, he was like, I have no regrets, I'm going to be a hero, everyone's going to love me. I wrote this down.
He said, I wanted to show that heroes can still win. I didn't win, but I do think I was a hero. Are you fucking shitting me?
You
sat there and told people to their faces, you're terrible at this game and nobody likes you and you're a shitty person. You told that to people. You're not a hero, Dan.
Oh, God. I'm apoplectic. When I first saw that, I was just like, I was choking on my own tongue, trying not to yell at my computer and annoy everyone in the house. It was just the worst possible thing you could say was, I think I'm the greatest person ever. And, you know, the thing is, based on what information we know that he knew at that time, I could kind of see why he said that. The thing is, even, you know, months later and watching the episodes, like in his exit interviews, he's still adamant, oh no, I was great. And Mike betrayed all of us. It's like, you now know. you have know. Incontrovertible proof. What is your problem, man?
I mean,
he just doesn't want to admit he made a mistake. Mistake, and that's the worst thing of all. He doesn't want to admit that, maybe my views on women are out of date. That doesn't mean I'm a bad person. That just means, thinks he can't admit that he's wrong. And we saw that in, like, episode 3 or 2 or 3 when he was yelling at Lindsay because, or letting all this stuff go on and, oh, yelling at Sierra. That's what it was. He's yelling at Sierra saying, like, oh, you know, it's not that you're bad at this game. It's just that you're not any good. And Mike tries to tell him, hey, just tell her you're sorry. Don't explain it. Just say you're sorry. Yeah. And his apology made it worse. I cannot stand this man.
I'm sorry that you're bad at this game.
Yeah. And then when Mike said that, Dan's response in the confessional was, don't you think I know about women, bruh? Come on. Oh my God.
Yeah, oh man. No, clearly you don't. Mike, okay, here's the thing. People have said, oh hey, Mike, what you said there was wrong and sexist and all that kind of stuff. But ultimately, he is actually, okay, he said it wrong, but he had a point. In general, women don't want to be explained to. Because they get explained to all the time. They just want to know that you were actually listening to them and you understand where they're coming from.
That's not even a man and woman thing. That's a person thing. Honestly, if I'm pissed and I feel like you affronted me,
I just
want you to tell me you're sorry. I don't even give two shits. Or at the very least, let me punch you. And then if you let me punch you, then we're even. Like, that's... Really.
I just take money. If you give me $10, I don't care what you say.
So Dan lost 42 pounds out there.
Sounds like something I should say.
Dan lost 42 pounds. It makes me think I want to go on Survivor so I can finally meet my weight loss goal.
I don't think I could lose 42 pounds.
I think you'd be like Jen out there. You would lose like,
I'd be like
0.2.
I'd be less than 80 pounds if I lost 42 pounds out there. God. That'd be a third of my
Seriously?
Body weight.
God damn.
Yeah, Nick's a tiny man.
Jesus, man.
I would love to be under 200. I would like to
say that I'm toned is what I am. You can say tiny if you want. It's fine.
You do not have slabs of fat hanging off of you.
This is true.
Okay.
Oh, I used to not have that.
You know what? You're filled out now. You have dad.
But
yeah,
he lost 42 pounds, which ain't good for him. How much do you want to bet you put it all right back on though?
Oh,
no, I shouldn't say that. That's me.
No. Your body does. It's not a mean thing. Your body, those fat cells haven't gone away. They've just emptied.
Yeah.
And as soon as he starts eating, they'll fill right back up. That's just how the body works. It's not mean.
I'll tell you the thing, though. I was really kind of disappointed. Well, okay, I liked this Ponderosa, so don't get me wrong, but I was slightly disappointed because I thought for sure that people were going to yell at him as soon as he got on, you know, that sort of thing. Like, because he was the one of the people who was just really kind of passively mean to people. Not cruel like Will was, but just kind of like disrespectful and all that kind of stuff and arrogant. And so I thought as soon as he got in there, everyone would just kind of shun him. And then, you know, he got in there and they hugged him. They gave him a little crown and that was it. And he just starts talking.
Yeah, like, but there also weren't any shots of him hanging out with people. It was a lot of him walking alone on the beach.
Yeah.
Of course, that's how I reacted to him. I mean, everybody there is all the no-callers. They're laid back, man.
Yeah, but Shirin, who all she did was let him eat her guacamole. Not a euphemism.
I'm using that as a euphemism from now on.
Like, she didn't say anything to him, which was interesting, but, well, maybe, who knows? Who knows how that played out? I don't know for sure, but I don't know. I just thought it was interesting because Jen, at least, she was the only one really to say anything. In her little confessional, she said, and was whispering, which makes me think maybe Dan was, like, just within earshot, but she was sitting there whispering, like, Dan really hates Mike, everybody. You should know as he is angry because everything I said earlier about Mike making a gameplay move and Dan being angry about a gameplay move. Yep. Yeah, I may have been copying what she said.
Was Jen.
But still, I would have come to that conclusion eventually.
Dan had some.
He may have lost 42 pounds, but he's still as big a sack of shit as he ever was.
Yeah, he has some good quotes in here. And to emphasize how much he hates Dan, he says things like, you know, I guess I should have been more a jerk. I guess I should have been more like Mike.
I don't think it was possible for him to be more like a jerk. However,
how is Mike a jerk? I just don't.
No, that's my point. Is he was inadvertently correct. Dan was inadvertently correct in that he should have been more like Mike, who only made he flipped whatever, but he only made those flip moves when you guys pushed him into it.
Yeah.
You guys abandoned. It's like if everyone took one step backwards. Like, you know, hey, any volunteer step forward. Everyone else takes one step back. You know, and then you yell at that person for taking the step forward, for being a glory hound, all that kind of stuff. It's like, shut up, Dan.
My other favorite quote was when, this doesn't happen often, when you can hear the guy leading them in the confessional, and the cameraman says, so what did you learn about yourself out there? Dan, nothing.
I know myself. I'm remarkably self-aware as a person. It's like, no you're really not.
No, you're not.
We have seen evidence that you are not. You might be self-delusionally aware, but you are not. Oh man, I'm so glad he's gone. I can't wait to hear him talk in the final tribal council when he gets to do his 5-minute speech. And I bet you it's just going to be the most highfalutin. I'm so smart, y'all so dumb kind of thing. Yep. How dare you make these moves?
How dare you play Survivor when I'm here?
Yeah.
I'm the hero. I play Survivor.
The fact that he... Honestly, that's the thing. The fact that he thinks he gets out of this thing smelling like a bag of roses, no. You are not good at... Like, I want to be absolutely clear, and I don't say this with malice. Dan Foley, whatever your last name is, you are not a good player of this game. And I'm not saying that as like I'm jealous or anything. I'm saying you got led around by the nose and then you got voted out.
Yeah, all right? You got voted out when you weren't useful anymore.
Yeah, you are not good at this game. You can tell yourself all these things you want, like, oh, well, they only voted me out because she had a hidden immunity idol. It's like, why do you think they picked you? They were tired of you. Nobody was going to give you $1 million.
Well, just you had the advantage. It obviously wasn't an idol. Everybody knew that you had it, and there was one chance to get rid of it. And you weren't useful after this. Dan, at this point, is not useful.
I would argue he wasn't very useful beforehand, but your mileage may vary.
He's a number.
Yeah, he's a number for votes, and that's the thing, is so long as he's blindly, stubbornly loyal, keep him around. He's a free vote. He's a free 2 votes if they knew what the advantage was. Should have made him burn it sooner. So anyway, fantasy recap. Nick gets 7 points from Mike, Jesus Christ, and 3 from Sierra, and 5 from my bet, so that 15 added onto his 96 from last week. Nick has 101 points. I had 72 points last week, and I got 3 points from Rodney. I had 72 points last week, and I got 3 points from Rodney to bring me up to 75, but I lost 2 bets, so that brings me down to 65. I lost 7 points this week. on shitty, stupid bets, but I don't give a fuck. And Brian got 5 points from Carolyn and 5 points from Will. That purchase of Will that he made is turning out just dandy. 0 points from Dan, but that's fine. He got 5 points from me in a bet. So add those 15 onto his 95 from last week. Puts Brian at 100. So Nick at 101, Brian at 100, nipping at the heels, and me at 65. Clearly, completely out of it.
Is there anybody you would like to add or drop, Andy?
I'll trade you Rodney for Sierra.
No.
I'll trade you my fist for your face.
No, that sounds painful.
How would that work? You would just have Andy's face on your on the end of your arm?
So when, yeah, when you is would the, have his fist, my fist in his, ooh, that would be weird.
Is the finale this Sunday, the 17th, or is it next Sunday, the 25th?
No, it's
Wednesday.
Yeah, it's Wednesday finale.
What happened to doing on Sundays?
Yeah, you know what? That's not a good sign, because that means their ratings are going down.
No, it means who wants to compete against what's on Sundays?
There's nothing on Sunday, man.
Who wants to compete against Brooklyn Nine-Nine?
Oh, I mean, okay, if you're talking about ratings.
Wow, that's a lot of silence. Nobody watches that show?
If you're talking about. Fantastic. No, I don't. If you're talking about ratings, American Idol is off the airwaves now. So Survivor started before Idol, and as big as Idol got, Survivor is still around, and Idol is not. So if you're into reality competition shows at all, it's just more people for Survivor now.
There were, at some point this season, there were 12 million viewers. At least that's one of the things that I read. So, it's fine. If you have 12 million
okay.
people
it's like, you know, it's like WoW losing subscribers. Damn it, they only have 7 million now.
Yeah. Exactly, yeah. it's like, oh, darn it. Who cares? Yeah, this will be around for a while. It's fine.
Yep. And just like that show, this show will be around for a while. I hope. I think. I don't know. We'll see.
I mean, we kind of only have one more episode to talk about.
We should talk about what we're going to do. We'll talk about this off air. We'll talk about what we're going to do.
We're going to rewatch. I will rewatch the first season of The Quest because I don't think they're ever going to do a second season.
I would be willing to rewatch Heroes versus Villains with you guys in retrospect.
Ooh, I have never seen it. So
you haven't? Oh, my God.
It's called Heroes, by the way. Heroes versus Villains is. Anyway.
What, Heroes versus Villains? That's what it is, isn't it?
Or how whatever the season.
No, it's just Heroes. Heroes versus Villains is a video game.
No, the season of Survivor was Heroes versus Villains.
Heroes versus Villains was the book that the author wrote in the new season of Once Upon a Time. And if you want, I will tell you all about it. Because that show ended on Sunday, and I could talk literally for an hour about that episode.
Season 20.
Would you like me to repeat the episode
season
for you?
Season 20 of Survivor. All the parts. Season 20 of Survivor was Survivor, Heroes versus Villains.
Yes, okay, I get it now. I thought you were talking about another show. I was confused.
No, I was hoping you were talking about Once Upon a Time.
No.
Hey, guys, remember that time the Knave was on that show? Oh, man.
No. You know what? Speaking of this show, we need to have a week where Nick and I don't get the same number of points. Kind of 1 point behind you.
So. I'm okay with that. As long as if we keep getting the same number of points every time, I'm okay with it.
Can we make it so that the person who wins in the end gets 50 points?
No.
No.
I'm really, because then I have a reason to root for Rodney.
What is this? The lightning round?
It doesn't matter, Andy. Rodney's not going to win.
You don't know that. He might.
Yes, I do.
You don't know? Okay. I think we're done with this episode. I think we're done. You guys done?
Yeah.
Yeah, we're done.
Sure.
Okay. Good night, everybody.
Bye.
Of the Living Geek.